All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And that's Tippy.
That's Tippy going out the door.
Going out the door. Bye-bye, Tips.
Bye, Tips.
And we are here for our midweek adjacent for Friday, April 12th. So close to a Friday the 13th.
I know. Just so missed close. It. Just missed it.
Absolutely.
It's a so lucky close. Day in my household.
What is the next Friday the 13th? Do you know?
No, that's it. You're going to get a Pat's tangent. That's
I didn't say I was going to look it up.
Oh, see?
I didn't say I was going to look it up.
But you are looking it up.
I'm looking it up. Friday the 13th is September. September
wow,
Friday the 13th.
We got a long wait before we get a Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, there we go.
You've been watching a lot of Psych?
A lot of Psych, yes. Yes, this is where we talk about what are we watching.
The end of the second season?
Third? That's rookie numbers. No, I'm in third season. I just started the third season.
I gotcha.
But
has the storytelling picked up, or is it still bush league compared to The Great Mentalist?
I'm not saying that the stories are much better written or anything like that, but the mysteries are more interesting.
Okay.
In The Mentalist. Like, there's some that you just like, oh yeah, all right, yeah, there's the clue that you need to pay attention to.
Right, right.
But Psych, it's like, you're too dumb to know what to look for, so we're going to highlight it so you know for sure.
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there, Andy?
I'm having some good old water.
All right.
H2O.
First of all, you got to feel these.
Wow.
You got to feel them.
I will feel them, yeah. And these look like new ones. You get these down there in Boone?
I did not, no.
Unknown Beast Schwarzbier.
Yes.
Dark Lager. I'm interested to hear what that's about.
Yeah.
And Trick or Treat Chocolate Pumpkin Porter.
Yes.
From Evil Genius.
Yeah, that was like the last few times I went to Total Wine, these were on
clearance.
Bottom row. Like,
gotta really look for them.
You gotta
they
really,
hit them.
You gotta know where to look for them.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the bitter one first. Because
smart
that's what
move.
You're supposed to do, right?
I don't know. I don't know if you should listen to me on that.
I'm guessing that
scientifically,
chocolate...
the word is no, but for my preference, yes.
I'm thinking chocolate pumpkin porter is probably going to cut through it.
We'll see. We'll see.
So, yes, I've watched a bit more Psych. I'm into season 3.
Uh-huh.
And... The characters are more interesting now, because...
You hit their stride?
Well, I'm still kind of waiting, but, like, the main dynamic is still Sean and Gus.
Right.
And Gus should want nothing to do with him. Like, Sean is a dick. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason that, like... and there's the relationship between Sean and his dad.
Right.
And that's become a little bit more nuanced.
Okay.
Like, I started out thinking... Sean's dad is a dick, but I'm starting to think it's Sean.
Yeah.
Sean's a dick. Like, he just doesn't, like, get... Maybe it's because I'm a dad,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, that motherfucker. he doesn't appreciate Corbin Burnson.
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate Henry at all.
He doesn't. But I think that will change over time.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got Lassiter, who's becoming a little bit more...
nuanced as well.
Yeah, a little bit more nuanced. Like, he's getting some of his own storylines and those kinds of things.
Right, right.
I still... one of the problems with this show is that any serious crime mm-hmm. that seems to happen, Sean solves.
Right.
And so, like, why would Lassiter be considered a good cop? Like, there's he never really does anything useful like, he'll solve, like, a purse napping
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Purse snatching.
Snatching.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Snatch.
I was gonna
I just
anything.
Didn't want to say snatch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, is that when the purse napper calls and negotiates a ransom for the purse?
Yes. Yes. I want more than was in this purse.
I was going to say, that's the weakness with that plan. I'm not giving you $50. It was a $20 purse and I only had $10 in it. Ridiculous.
Keep it.
Why are you even calling me?
I have your checkbook, though. I could write my own checks.
I've already canceled all the checks.
Fuck!
I really didn't think this through.
I should have called you much earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I should have written some checks first.
It's more color by numbers.
Yeah.
Like, and again, it's not like Mentalist was Shakespeare.
Right.
But this is just a little bit more elementary. It's like watching the Blues Clues version of...
Well, I think this was meant to be silly, whereas the Mentalist... It's definitely silly. Was like, we're going to take that silly premise and make it serious, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's a little bit more highbrow.
And maybe if I'd been watching it week to week, instead of, like, just episode after episode, I wouldn't have realized how big of a dick Sean is. Because it would have been spread out a little bit. Yeah. It would have been like...
You're getting full bore.
I'm getting like... Sean dickiness, huh? Episode after episode of Sean just being a dick to
especially poor old Gus. I know. Gus is the best.
Yeah.
He puts up with it, though.
Yes.
And his reactions are some of the funniest stuff on the show.
Yeah. So, I'll finish watching this, and then I'll probably go on to watch...
It'd be on to the next thing.
Yes.
About that time, you're going to have to figure out the next face hammer. I think this is the current face hammer.
This might be the current face
hammer. And I think you feel a little bit better about the fact that face hammers are infinite.
They're
always going to be face hammers. Yes.
What are you, the god of hammers?
I'm the god of face hammers. Patrick.
So what are you watching?
I watched The Suicide Squad over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad.
I'm trying to get it right.
The better of the two Suicide Squad movies?
Actually, after our podcast on Saturday, I went home and turned on The Suicide Squad.
On purpose, or was it just
I was just flipping around saying, what can I watch? You know, I had a pretty solid buzz on.
Yeah, a couple of Monster Mugs.
They're earlier. Well, just I had one Monster Mug earlier. Yeah.
But you did, just, he had a dedicated driver.
I had a designated driver. My son drove me over here.
I said dedicated.
You said dedicated.
But I meant desiccated.
And a desiccated driver. That's what I had.
You sat that driver in rice.
Yeah. The cops pulled us over and was like, oh my God, a mummy.
So. Well, that's how you get out of a ticket.
Yeah, it was nice. It was actually nice that I thought, you know, I'd just have him drive me and pick me up.
Sure,
Because he likes to drive, and, you know, because he has autism, we worry about him just driving all over the place, so...
Give him a goal.
Well, normally, I don't mind him driving anywhere if I show him how to go and how to go home so that he can avoid some more dangerous... Like, when leaving here, if you take the direct route to my house, there's that one... road where two roads merge into it and you have to merge over three lanes in a fairly short period of time. Yeah. It's a very dangerous sort of setup.
And people come bombing through there.
They can. That's
by
not
people,
always
I mean
bad.
Me.
I thought maybe that's what you meant. So I showed him an alternate route where he could turn off before that and then go through the neighborhood. It's safer.
Turn off before that.
Yeah, like if you go behind the Harris Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
then
take
you go
that.
By the lake.
Yeah, you take a left turn into that neighborhood, and you can drive around. That brings him out right next to his grandmother's house, where he drives to all the time, so he knows how to go. So I showed him that.
I go that way occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just safer.
It's the benefits of having run Virginia Beach.
Yes.
I know
all
the
safe
routes.
So anyway.
Well, I don't know about the safe routes.
So, not to get off topic, I had a desiccated driver, so... I could have a few more drinks after we went to the movies. But this is the thing, you know, we do the whoop, and I've been staying away from the bourbon because it makes me feel pretty bad later on. So I've been drinking soju, which is essentially the alcohol content of wine. But it's also sweet, and it gives me a little bit of a...
The sugary.
I don't have anything that's sweet. I don't eat anything sweet. I don't drink anything that's sweet. That's the one sweet thing that I get to have during the week. So I had one. But when I got home, I had another one.
Oh, yeah.
That was there, that was just around. And I said, might as well just drink this so it's not just sitting here.
It's just clutter at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just tempting me. Might as well just get that temptation out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's more efficient that way, if you ask me.
The Oscar Wilde quote. Yeah, only thing I can avoid, but I can withstand
anything but temptation. Yeah.
I was getting there, man.
I don't think that's exactly right, but close enough for government work. Yeah.
The only thing I can't resist is temptation.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Something like that. I think that's right. Close enough for vintage nerd work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm nose deep in an unknown beast Schwarzbier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the Suicide Squad stands up.
Yeah.
It's a fun flick.
Yeah.
Especially that first scene, although I still can't get...
The beach scene?
Yeah, I still can't get what the whole point...
Arm detachable, though.
TDK, the detachable kid. I still, that is the most useless power yeah, of all time.
Because he's got to do like this.
Yeah, yeah. But what's the fact that his arms just sort of float there and they're not, it doesn't look like they have any particular strength or
anything. No, it doesn't.
Or anything.
He just does a slap fight.
Yeah.
yeah. I also enjoyed that movie for the rescue of Harley,
mm-hmm.
and she's already out.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, don't worry, I'll go back in. You guys can rescue it.
Yeah, there's a ton of great stuff in that flick, yeah. So that was worth watching.
Hmm.
Other than that, K-dramas.
More K-dramas.
Yeah, yeah.
More K-dramas, or...
Yeah.
Listen, if Chicken Nugget's not on there...
Yeah, Chicken Nugget's not on the list.
God damn it, people.
I did finally finish Bloodhounds, though.
Okay.
Which... You know, there was a bit of a left turn that I wasn't happy about. Like, essentially the premise of the show is a boxer and a friend of his that he meets boxing.
Mm-hmm.
They fight each other and the main guy wins, but they become good friends afterward.
Okay.
They get hired by essentially a loan shark, except he's not a loan shark. He used to be kind of a loan shark, and then he kind of decided to start helping people. So he loans money at zero interest and just helps mm-hmm. people get medical treatment that they need so that the more evil yeah. loan sharks don't just destroy their lives. And he got, back in the day, he got betrayed by his second in command who didn't like the way he was much more, what's the word, mercenary, and didn't like the way he was running the yeah. business. So now you have these two factions. Mm. One,
he wanted to have some interest, is what you're saying? Like,
well, he wanted to destroy,
break some knees.
Yeah, he wanted to steal people's business, their lands, anything he could. He had this dream of building a casino, which is illegal in Korea.
Mm.
But he blackmails people, so he was trying to get that all together.
I'm starting to see. Mm. Just bear with me.
Yep, yep.
All right, crossover. All right.
Uh-huh.
This guy with Jake Gyllenhaal. All
right. Roadhouse, right?
Roadhouse, Korea.
Yeah.
What kind of roadhouse would they have in
Well,
Korea?
In all honesty, you can make an argument that that's what the show is.
Really?
Yeah, the two boxers get hired by the good loan shark because his granddaughter is like, he's pretty much disbanded his gang. There's only like two guys left from it. And then his
by
daughter.
The way, this is pretty bitter.
Okay.
Like it's a strong beer.
It's more stout.
Yeah,
forward.
It's
yeah,
a
yeah.
strong beer.
I kind of had a feeling looking at it.
I'm kind of glad that I kept the sweetness.
Yeah,
because
you wouldn't want to like have that sweet, nice, yeah. delicious beer and then come on to this.
And I really do feel like, you know, maybe pouring this out.
Well, don't you know, feel like you got to drink it for me, but...
Oh, I'm not drinking it for you.
Yeah, you're drinking it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh.
But anyway, these two kids, I'm probably going to make you get you to watch the first episode just so you can see the fight scenes.
Okay.
In the first episode, which is what sold me on the show, this kid's mother has been taken advantage of by these loan sharks.
Okay.
And they have her sign they talk her into signing another contract which will give her some leeway as far as her payments. Like give her some space.
Okay.
But there's fine print that says if you don't make your first, if you don't make this payment at this time, then all of it's due the first day.
Right.
And then that's what they've been doing is foreclosing on people's businesses mm-hmm. by talking them into signing these contracts with this fine print and not explaining it to them.
Yeah.
So it's very predatory. And he shows up when at his mother's cafe when they're breaking the place up.
Mm.
You know, when they're telling her, you've signed this, we own this place now. You know, get out or give us the money, and they start breaking the place up. So he shows up.
I get the feeling
up,
some asses are going to be beat.
Some asses,
some
get,
knuckles get dusted.
They get beat down by this kid.
Mm.
Like, because here's the thing: it makes more sense in Korea because guns are illegal, so they all have like bats and various
yeah.
weapons like that, but nothing, not like a firearm.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he fisticuffs the heck out of all of them. There's a one.
He fisticuffs some people.
Yeah. There's
That's
a,
not right. No.
I'm sorry.
I said, they apologize
I
apologize for
I realized after I said it, it means a whole different thing.
I'm so sorry.
But there's one, the main bad guy has one enforcer who is like a... He's a beast. He's the only one that the kid can't beat.
So he's got to bring in a ringer? Bring in somebody else?
Well, no, they...
Somebody named a Reacher, for instance?
Well, what happens is... They join the good, you know, the I think the good Loan Shark kind of hears about this, and he brings them on to work for him.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, there's some tension between the two groups, and eventually this is what threw me off. In the third to the last episode, the bad guy finds out where their place is, and he shows up and he kills everybody except for the granddaughter and the two boxer guys.
Okay.
So and I was like, oh, man, that kind of sucks. I wish they hadn't gone that far with it. But it's all about the revenge play, because in the second to the last episode, it's one of the boxers gets stabbed up in the third episode with him in surgery and stuff.
Mm.
And it seems like he's going to survive. That's just the way I read it.
Yeah.
The second second to the last episode begins with him recovered for the most part. And these guys are working out, getting in shape to take revenge.
Yeah.
And so a little something for the ladies, man. They're in a garage in the country, like working out with weights and stuff. They're just wearing these little gym shorts.
Silent Night.
Yeah. Beyond that, these guys are tore up. Mm-hmm. They are jacked up.
All right.
Ripped to shreds. Not an ounce of fat on these kids.
I miss those days.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was less doughy.
Exactly. Don't we all? But the last two episodes have some pretty good beatdowns and some fights that are worth watching. So it's a ton of fun.
All right.
So I recommend it. And they're getting a second season.
I've heard good things about Chicken Nugget.
Have you? From who?
I have. Various people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I listen to a podcast called TV's Top 5. And it's, you know, these people who just talk about. And one of the guys is a TV critic, and he's like, he gets all these
recommendations.
Well, no, he gets like the screeners
okay.
for these shows, and he got it, and like they put out two or three episodes a week, and he's like, he gets it, and he's like, this sounds like a silly like just K drama. I'll probably give it a shot, and he comes back, and he's like. This show is surprisingly fun. Like, I did not have much expectations for it, but it's surprisingly fun. And what I'm saying is that my introduction to K-dramas...
Might be Chicken Nugget.
Might be Chicken Nugget.
That's cool.
But you know how much I love a chicken tender.
I do. Yeah. This isn't the same thing. Plus, I don't think you're supposed to enjoy it for the deliciousness of the chicken nugget. You're not supposed to eat that thing.
I've watched the wrong show.
Yeah, it's an actual person in there.
It's like Man versus Food for me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just waiting for the
How many chicken tenders can I eat?
Yeah, waiting for the food challenge having to do with the nuggets.
Yes, no. So the other thing I've watched, something you have watched, and Danny and I have finished it.
Okay.
Night Agent.
Yes, so good.
So good. Like, to the point we were like... This is so good. Like, what are we doing? Like, it held the mystery long enough so that it wasn't, like, silly.
Right.
But they gave it up and still had twists and turns that I was like, all right, I'm seeing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, spoilers for the show, I called it pretty early that, like, he's trying to kill the president.
Right.
Like, he wants to be president. Like, this isn't, like, him just trying to kill some random...
Rando, yeah, yeah.
Some random terrorist. He wants to be president. But, yeah, it was... I felt bad for some of the people who got killed.
Right.
I felt less bad for other people who got killed.
Well, you should not feel bad for them. We felt the same way. We started to watch it. I said, I heard this is kind of good. Let's watch this. And we just powered through it. I mean we must have watched two or three episodes a night until it was done.
Yeah, that's what we basically did.
Yeah.
We watched all of it in a matter of a week. Now, it's only 10 episodes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not, like, if you watch two every night, like, you can get through it in a week easy. And it is very easy to watch two.
It is very easy to watch two episodes.
Man.
I'm not a big two episode a night guy, but this one I didn't have any problem with. They kept it going.
Yeah.
And he was a surprisingly engaging main character.
Yeah, there was something weird about his face, though. Like, his mouth. It was almost like he had chew in all the time. And so it would be like...
I thought you were going to say he's too handsome. way too sexy and handsome.
Have you seen this?
I don't judge other men.
Grading on a curve over here, buddy.
I judge other men based on this. They're only okay looking.
No, I mean...
extending Billy an invitation to their superhero team, the Justice
what
Society.
What just happened?
For the DCEU, the Justice Society.
Oh, man, you got news coming on here.
I got news coming on, but I don't know what it's coming from.
Powers from the same basic source. Seems like kind of...
So hang with us while we get through our technical difficulties.
Yeah. No, it's not technical difficulties. See, it's just me. I've got so many tabs open.
This is what I wonder what kind of things are going on in the background of your computer with all your tabs and stuff.
I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a whole universe
porn
back there.
Porn is out loud in Virginia.
That's not what I'm talking about. Maybe I should be talking about it, but...
No, I've got plenty of tabs, but mostly professional tabs.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a psych episode halfway through.
Oh, well, you don't want to mess up that one.
You want to see where it's paused?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's got a, like, it's, you know...
Do you have a good pause face on there?
I've got a pretty good pause face.
All right. Oh, she's lovely.
She is lovely. Of course, at that point, she was 29, which is, or 28 or whatever, which is...
Does it make you feel icky?
It's just so weird, like...
That we're so old?
Yeah, think about that, man. Someone who's 29 is like a baby. Like,
yeah, they were a baby when we were...
What would I even talk about with someone who's 29? Yeah,
they were a baby when I was 27.
Yeah. What it was like to go through Y2K?
I know, when you talk to people like that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a problem.
You remember Y2K? I was 4.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I was born in the 90s. Yeah, so I really enjoyed Night Agent. He was, like, everybody in that show was engaging.
Yeah.
Like, they were all... And almost understandable. Like, there was no mustache-twirling bad guy. Like,
you sort of got the motivation stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got the one guy who clearly just wants to make money.
Mm-hmm.
He's the capitalist. You got the vice president who starts out probably thinking he's doing the right thing, but eventually falls off the rails.
Right.
And you got the chief of staff who gets roped into the whole thing and tries to save the president, but ends up doing the wrong thing.
Right.
And I like that kind of a nuance to a show.
I think there's an interesting illustration there too. When the people who have the levers of power in their hands are bad guys, how do you catch them? I mean, they control everything.
Yeah,
they do whatever they want to. You know, that always becomes the difficulty. How do you catch them at it? How do you prosecute them? They can just, you know, with a wave of their hand say, no, we're not going to pursue that.
Yeah,
you know. That's the problem with anybody having that much power.
Even in this show, like, the vice president's like, come tomorrow night, pardons all around for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Like,
right.
There's nothing you can do in that instance. But in terms of storytelling, I was just like, this is an engaging story. Mm-hmm. And I like their use of flashbacks and those kinds of things. So what I'm saying is you should watch this.
Yeah. You should watch The Night Agent.
Yeah, and Carnival Row.
Three years old? How old was this show?
I don't know. I think didn't it just come out?
No, it's been out for a while.
Well, let me see.
I think we watched it 6 months ago.
So, did you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Something like that.
Wait a minute. There's a purview for Joker Folie à Deux.
The Folie of Ducks?
Yes.
Why would you not watch that?
Night Agent.
And I have one last thing.
Night Agent came out in 2023, last year.
That's 2 years ago.
Well, if you're counting this year
and
last year.
When did it come out in 2023?
Episode guide. The first episode was almost exactly a year ago, March 23rd.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it had been out longer than that. So you're not as far behind the curve as I thought.
No, man. Listen, I found out about this great new movie, Apocalypse Now. You really
should
watch that.
It's got this up-and-comer, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, you really should watch it.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for those guys.
That's right. This newcomer, Martin Sheen.
Yeah, they've got another year. They've got another season that's been greenlit, apparently. It's coming out this year.
Oh, I could for see Night
him,
Agent?
Yeah, I could see him as a Night Agent now that he is a Night Action guy or right. whatever. I'm still not quite sure how this all works. Like, what kind of legal issues are there with the president running their own spy network from the White House?
Yes, exactly.
That seems sketchy as all get out.
Super sketchy.
Yes. I'm guessing that he's going to find in season two that it's sketchy as all get out.
Probably so. How will he stop it, though? There's the mystery.
Well, he's pretty good at being on the inside and stopping stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's done all right this last time. So.
The only kind of dangling thread that I saw in that was that nobody really explained why her company got sabotaged. Like, whoever it was working in her company and sabotaged her and didn't really explain why. That was.
I don't know.
Which is fine.
I don't really remember, like, all the...
Well, it was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That was a lot of beers ago.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me. And more to come.
Oh, yeah.
So what we've mainly been watching is a new K-drama that my wife found.
Hold on. Before we get too far into this, I got to take a moment of silence.
Ah.
All right, so we're back. Sorry about that. You were talking about another K-drama.
Yes.
Go ahead. What was that K-drama?
My wife found one called May I Help You?
Uh-huh.
It's about this guy who works for an errand company. Like, they're called a dime a job, and they'll do anything
okay.
for money. Like
Jackrabbit.
I don't know what Jackrabbit
is. TaskRabbit? It's an app that you can just... You need somebody to do something.
Yeah.
Whack a guy.
Well, this is the thing.
Take your dog out.
These guys do anything. Like, you can pay them to go break up with your girlfriend for you. That's mm-hmm. how he meets the female lead, is he shows up and breaks up with her for her boyfriend. Turns out, though, that she is a interesting character. She works as a funeral director, but...
A super hot funeral director?
She is a super hot funeral director. But
it's a K-drama.
She has this weird... Like, her job is to do the makeup on the bodies before they're okay. viewing.
Yeah.
And
make them look vaguely like what they used to look like?
Very much so.
Sure.
She discovers when she touches them, if she's alone with them when she touches them, the room where they're doing the makeup converts into this very ornate powder room, and the people, like, get up and start talking and moving around.
Wasn't there a TV show like that? Where...
Probably something like that. It seems familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, there was something where a guy who was maybe an undertaker or something, but if he touched the body...
Oh, no, you're thinking of Pushing Up Daisies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
thinking. Yep. And he never wanted to touch the woman he had loved. He brought her back. And he never wanted to touch her again.
Because if he touched her again, she would die again, yeah.
Forever.
Well, of course, that's usually how it works, right? Yeah. But,
most of the time.
Yeah. So she essentially tries to help them with whatever their last wish is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing hanging in the ornate powder room that the place turns into that has the number 21 on. And every time she is able to grant somebody's last wish. It's counted down. It's now at a 5, so I'm not sure what happens when it goes all the way to 0, but the first dead person she met was a little boy. It turns out it's the male lead's little brother. He was killed in a car accident.
Okay.
And so she just realized in episode 10 that it was actually his little brother that she met. So...
And she fixed his problem.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't able to.
So what happens? Like, they just...
I think they go on, but her number doesn't count down. I didn't get to watch the first episode. My wife watched it, and then she was like, you might like this one, so we watched the second
episode.
What's
it called again? May I Help You?
Which is weird, because I think that has more to do with the dude, you know, in his errand running business. But... you know, they're engaging characters, and it's an interesting premise with the dead bodies and stuff. We learn a lot about Korean culture in this. Apparently, they have a thing about funeral directors and undertakers. Like, they think it's a dirty job, and, like, you shouldn't touch their hands because their hands touch dead people, so they're bad luck and all this kind of stuff.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very weird. They also have this... It comes up a lot. Apparently, in their culture, there is a great prejudice against people who don't have a family. Like, orphans especially, like... there are multiple episodes where the father is a traditionalist and refuses to, you know, like he talks trash to his daughter's boyfriend or the
because
her son's girlfriend because they don't have a family.
Hmm.
And like you can't I'm not going to let them marry you because you don't have you don't have a family or something like
that. Yeah, in a culture that's very tight knit with like extended family and multi generational families, I could kind of dig that.
Yeah,
like you have no anchor. I get it. Batman would have like be in real trouble.
Well, except he's rich.
Mm,
yeah, that's his superpower. So.
I make my own family.
Yeah. What's your power? I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Yeah. It's a fun show so far. They had a third act breakup where she finally recognized her feelings for him and went and told him that she liked him.
Her name is Bake Dong Ju.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, that's the name of the character. Yep.
Yes.
Dong Ju. That's not the name of the actress. Yeah. Yep. Pretty, right?
Yeah, the stars are Lee Hyera and Han Dong Hee.
Yeah.
I should not be.
I can't pronounce them either. Yeah. It's funny because when we listen to them and they say each other's names, it's a lot like other Asian countries, you know, how they say...
Oh, I'm so glad.
You know, they say...
I'm sorry, I've got to open this up and get a little sweetness in my life.
Right, exactly. They put a little extra syllable on the end of the names when they say them, so the names don't sound anything like they look in English.
Like Hayu or something like that? Like, if you're going to say O'Shea, you say O'Shea or...
Something like that. Yep.
Hmm.
And so it took us a little while to figure out, because we were like, what are they saying? That is not how that name looks at all. And then we realized they were putting an extra syllable on the end of it or
something.
Let me know. How is it? Sweet and delicious? Or stout 40?
I don't know. Like, some of these times you're like, wow, that peanut butter is really kicking my butt. Like, it comes right out. This doesn't smell like that. Like,
get a little bit of almost like graham cracker or some such. Is that a chocolate something porter?
It's a chocolate pumpkin porter.
Pumpkin porter.
Which...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chocolate pumpkin porter, evil genius, what kind of... 7.8% alcohol.
Just what you need.
On top of this, which is probably like 9% alcohol. No. What would you imagine this has? This. The... Unknown Beast Schwarzbier Dark Lager.
6.5. Yeah.
5.5. Who would have thought that Trick or Treat Chocolate Pumpkin Porter is the one that's going to kick your ass?
That's a super bitter baby beer.
Yeah. It comes with its own nipple.
That's right. That's how you want your beer.
All right. I'm not likely to watch any of May I Help You.
Yeah.
But they keep cranking these things out, don't they?
Well, sure, they got a whole industry about it. But I'm probably going to be able to get you to watch Bloodhound when you watch some of that. You'll be like, okay. Yeah,
you're going to have to make me watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe for anime.
It's not a shoot 'em up. It's a who has punched them.
Ape Real. Man.
Anime. Looking forward to anime. I think we'll watch Yellow Line.
I'm counting down to Monstover.
Yes. Well, it's coming right up.
So, the other thing I watched,
mm-hmm.
I watched the first episode of the fifth season of Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, okay. You're going back to it?
No, this is the new season.
Oh, the new season started.
This is the new season that's out, yes. With Saru and all of those guys. There's some weirdness going on.
No surprise.
Man.
What sort of weirdness?
Okay, so it's really hard to explain. Like, it's science-y gobbledygook that apparently at some point in like long lost times.
Right.
But of course, long lost times from where they are now
is
like regular Star Trek times.
Right.
For what
they shot way into the future. Yep.
Yeah. And so they find some, I think it's it's not a Klingon ship, it's like a Vulcan ship that had something stolen from it.
Okay.
And it turns out that what was stolen is like the secret to creating life as if it's like a godlike thing. And it's
It's not the Genesis device.
No. It's something like from... Man. It's really hard to describe, like, because they're showing clips or, like, screen grabs from, like, Star Trek Picard.
Okay.
You know? And they're saying, like, this character came up, like is the scientist who is left this message. And it's about, like, man, it's one of these, like, oh, we have to save the entire universe from anybody getting their hands on this thing. They can it gives them godlike like powers.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. I just want to see Boimler. Just give me Boimler.
Yeah, can Boimler show up again?
Yeah. I'm okay with, like, listen, Saru, pretty freaking cool, but he needs to shoot some of those more spiky things out of his neck. Like,
I know.
Let's get
Saru. That down.
But, are you gonna be watching any more of Star Trek Discovery, or
probably.
Are you done with it?
I don't know. I might lose interest pretty quickly, depending on how badly the storyline runs, but Mariana likes it, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Beckett and Mariner. Mm-hmm. Is it Mariner?
No, Mariner's from Lower Decks.
Beckett. James?
It's something like that. Beckett is something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're going to make me go on a damn IMDb tangent. deep dive. Discovery.
Could be Beckett. That seems like that's not quite right, but I can't really think of what it is.
Michael Burnham. That's
Burnham.
Who it is.
Burnham, that's right. Yeah.
We've got,
stuff.
It's just more stuff. Like, we got Tilly's...
She's in officer training school.
Yeah. It seemed like she had, like, there had been maybe a time jump of about a year.
Okay.
Because the previous season had ended with whoever Burnham's, like, boyfriend was, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, getting away with this certain... prototype drive.
He,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was some I don't know, alien anomaly thing that was sort of mining this element out of space, right?
Yeah,
and it destroyed something. So they were, you know, he was dead set on destroying it with this other scientist, right?
And it had almost been tricked into it.
Yeah, it ended up, because he wanted to use this drive to open a portal to go find his boyfriend or something, the scientist, right?
Yes. This whole thing.
Yeah,
so
it was ridiculous. Yeah.
But all of that seems to be papered over now.
Okay,
like,
of course.
We've had a big enough time jump that Burnham gets together with that guy and is like, yeah,
it's all fine. We're
good
to go.
Yep. It's not fine, but, like, we're over it now. And there's one scene that you're going to be like, oh, man, I don't understand. there's a ship that is I think it is either the previous, like, the... They need to get onto the Vulcan ship or whatever.
Oh, okay. They use the mycelium network.
There's a couple of bad guys on the ship who power it up and jump to... It may just be their ship.
Warp
I don't know.
Or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, they power it up and they jump. And so it might be their ship. But Burnham gets onto the ship before it jumps to
warp speed.
And is on the outside as it's in warp speed. And I'm like, is that the way this works? Like, you know...
Does it create a wormhole that you're just in a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Pocket?
I mean, like, is the warp... Like, is it a...
Envelops
like,
you,
envelops
yeah.
everything there? Because she's, like...
Riding
know,
along.
Riding along. there's some stuff I'm like, I'm not sure about this show
I'm
anymore.
I'm not sure about the science and the Star Trek.
I'm here for the Saru!
That's all I'm
just
here for.
Just give me more Saru!
All right. Well, we knew that it was about to start. I just hadn't realized.
Yeah, I think
we're too
like
immersed
two,
in our K-dramas.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, let's see, how many episodes of Star Trek Discovery? There's two. Yeah. Yep. They've got some world-ending stuff. The physics doesn't work out. It's all great.
Just what we need.
I just love the fact that people who... I think we've probably talked about this before, but... if people from 1,000 years ago jumped into our time frame, mm-hmm. would they be, like, the best suited to solve our problems?
It seems unlikely.
Yeah, these people, like, they jump 1,000 years into the future, and they're like, hey, I know our ship, like, isn't the most advanced, but we got the mycenaeal network. Yeah. We can jump wherever the hell we want. And we know math, and I'm like...
math doesn't change.
Yeah, so... but they're at least they're saying this is the end of it.
Yeah, but then, like, the 1,000-year in the future, people are like, wait, this is the new math.
Yes. I will tell you.
You don't know this math.
We've invented new numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
I will tell you that one, like, the two bad guys in this show, like, the people who are trying to, like, they're mysterious and they're kind of jumping around and stuff. One of them is the woman from Night Agent.
Oh, okay.
The assassin woman from Night Agent.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And so she's hot in a, like, creepy way.
You know what I mean?
She's super creepy. So I was watching this.
Yeah, as you say that.
I was
that
watching that
back,
episode.
Yeah.
I was watching this episode and I was like, I know. Oh my gosh, she plays the same character in Night Agent. I was like, oh, why do I feel the way I feel? I've got so many feels.
Yeah. That is so funny. How coincidental that she's in that when you just watched Night Agent.
Yeah.
Because if she shows up here, my wife and I'd be like, what have we seen her in before? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you'll see her.
Yeah.
Let me see. Noct Monkey.
My favorite Marvel character, Noct Monkey.
Noct Monkey. I need to find out what Gabriel Basso has been in. He's the guy who is the lead in Night Agent.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow! Mm-hmm. It all comes back. Known for Super 8.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's almost like we planned this episode.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, these two episodes. Yeah.
So, who else? Eve Harlow plays Ellen. And she's from Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Okay.
She played Tess. Do you know Tess?
If I see her again, maybe I will.
She's
remember,
only in five episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
She was in Titans as well.
Wow.
She's all over the place.
Man, she's got nerd cred.
How could I not have, like...
Recognize her creepy hotness.
Yeah. All right. I feel like we're running out of steam.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm running out of steam because I'm, like, 3.5 beers in, and I've basically had like 7 beers this month and no dinner tonight.
Yeah,
so if I'm making no sense, that's what you should blame it on. Wink, wink.
Man, well, not having any dinner, that's a big hit.
Yeah.
That is a big hit. Good thing I came over here, huh?
Well, yes. Probably.
Yeah, you might have got a little something in you before you came over to my house if that's how we were going to do it, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What's going on?
Hey, look,
are you
back?
Are you coming to me? Coming with me to Boone? Or are you done?
No.
Like, all right.
I've spent enough time in the car and in other places the last couple days. I just like a little bit of time at home.
He's all traveled out.
Yeah, you know what?
Get it.
You know what I say to that?
Got this shit wired, man.
Yeah. Well, you didn't spend yesterday in airports 10 hours longer than you needed to be.
Yeah.
Listen, I am not going to feel bad for you. I've spent so many hours in airports.
It's so schmoozy.
And beers are
bro.
So expensive in the airport.
They are. Yeah. Finn, did you get a beer in the airport?
Sorry?
Did you have a beer in the airport?
Probably.
Airport beers are the thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's
I was too afraid I was going to miss my flights.
Ah.
Oh, well.
Well, that's where...
After, you know, I missed my first flight.
that's where 10 hours comes in handy.
Yeah. He found out as he was, getting onto his flight from Charlotte, apparently, like, he was chatting with a bunch of his friends, and his friend's like, hey, I live in Charlotte, or near there, I could have come and gotten you.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I was supposed to be home by, like, 1 o'clock. I was supposed to catch a flight out of JFK straight to Norfolk. It would have been like an hour and a half flight.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
Instead, they left 7 minutes early, and I got stuck in TSA. And the next flight wasn't for another, like, 3 hours.
I blame you.
And then I got that flight and ended up in Charlotte.
All right, listen, before we get into this story, let me wrap this up. We gotta wrap this up. Yes. So the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I've been Patrick.
And I have been DeDoink.
And I've been Finn, I guess.
You're not sure?
I guess.
I didn't realize.
Tits so schmoopsy, bro.
I've been Finn to Doink.
We're always recording.
Yes, we are always recording. All right, well, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, we've already said this, so bye.